For the first time in 13 years, a U.S. president is asking Congress to formally authorize military force. That's our first story today on CNN Student News. The White House plan was submitted yesterday. It's got a time limit. It would expire in 3 years. President Obama said it could be reconsidered by the next president at that time. He says the U.S. should not get dragged into another prolonged ground war in the Middle East. But the authorization would allow the president to put U.S. boots on the ground, something he said last year he would not do.
And there's no heavier decision than asking our men and women in uniform to risk their lives on our behalf. As Commander-in-Chief, I will only send our troops into harm's way when it is absolutely necessary for our national security.
In 2001, Congress authorized President George W. Bush to go after the terrorists responsible for the 9/11 attacks. The Obama administration believes this same authorization allows it to go after the ISIS terrorist group. So why is it asking for Congress's approval? The president says it'll show the world the U.S. government is united in its resolve to fight ISIS. But while lawmakers agree some kind of legislation is needed, they don't all agree on what it should be.
I'm not sure that the strategy that's been outlined will accomplish the mission the president says he wants to accomplish. And his point, the president's point, is that he wants to dismantle and destroy ISIS. I haven't seen a strategy yet that I think will accomplish it.
Some Democrats and Republicans are concerned that parts of the White House plan are too vague, so it's not clear whether Congress will pass the authorization.